Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, as I mentioned before the break, a woman in her 30s and two young girls aged under 10 were pronounced dead at a crash in County Mayo yesterday. A car collided with a truck on the N17, and that tragedy brings to 52 the number of people killed on our roads so far this year. That's 10 more people than in the same period last year. For more on this, I'm joined first on the line by Richard Finn, who's a local independent councillor for Mayo. And Richard, news of that awful tragedy that I've just described on the roads, that came after you were already reeling there, I'm sure, from the news that a couple in Swinford had died in a house fire in the early hours of yesterday. I'm sure everyone you've been talking to is just in shock.
Well, Claire, the whole community in Mayo is in shock and sadness at the moment. And as you say, our deepest sympathy goes out to the families and friends of all those who lost their lives in Claremorris and Swinford on this tragic day for the local community and the people of Mayo. It was a dark and sad day for us all, and in particular in my local area here in Claremorris, where the loss of a young mother and her two girls at Castlegar in Claremorris came as great shock to everyone. And our thoughts and prayers are with the families and at this sad time. And again, I say it's, you know, to compliment the emergency service and everything who have put in a long session in relation to the aftermath of this tragic event. And our thanks goes out to the Garda, the fire services, the ambulance services and the medics and everything at this sad time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure everyone listening and everyone here will echo all of what you've just said. The crash happened at around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, wasn't it?
Yes, I'll tell you, Claire, I was on the road myself at the time, and it was very inclement weather, and as we have been used to here for the last few weeks, and you know, the out of respect for the families and everything, they have to be contacted, and it's a very delicate situation, and you know, until something official comes out and until names are released and whatever, we are sort of tied.
But look, let's talk about the road. As you said yourself, you were on the road yesterday and you're very familiar with it. What can you tell us about that particular road?
So the road itself, like, it's the main N17 routeway, which is famous in song and everything else going back. So the thing about it is, like, this, you know, when taking into account accidents and everything, there have been accidents on this road in previous locations along the road. There was another major accident where three people lost their lives. But essentially, like, there has been, after it's the Claremorris Knock bypass, essentially, and it's the main N17 between Galway and Sligo. And in the last two or three years there, we have spent, or the TII has spent €10 million in one accident black spot there, in flyover at least stuff. And slip roads and everything to try and alleviate any dangers that were along the line. Mm-hmm. But taking into account, Claire, that, you know, every accident is different. This was a very straight road. It's a state-of-the-art road, essentially, like, you know, considering what we were used to prior to the previous 20 years. And, you know, it's, as I say, every accident being different, like, there are different reasons for every accident, and it's really, really very, very sad these things take place.
It is, and it's a complex picture, and it's one that's playing out all over the country as well. I mean, I mentioned those figures at the beginning. Now we're at 10 more deaths this year compared to this time last year, but I'm sure you're particularly concerned in Mayo, because I think as it stands there have been 8 road deaths so far this year.
Yeah, well, you see, it's again, Claire, the situation is like, you know, that there, it could be any country, it could be anywhere. It just depends on the event, it depends on the accident, it depends on drivers, it depends on road conditions, it depends on the weather. And, like, we are not in a position to stop the rain coming down here yet. And, you know, it's just the sadness that, all of the corresponding events, you know, bring with them that sort of that makes us so so sad.
Okay, well, Richard,
in events like this.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Richard Finn is an independent Mayo County Councillor. I'm also joined on the line by Gary Smith, Road Safety Officer with Mayo County Council. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Claire.
And I'm sure you would want to join with Richard in offering your sympathies to the families affected by what happened yesterday.
Absolutely. It's a very sad time. And every time we hear of an incident on the road like that, our thoughts go to the families and friends and relatives of the individuals. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And Richard said there, you know, this could be anywhere, but there is a fairly stark picture emerging in terms of road deaths in Mayo so far this year.
That's seven is actually the number so
far.
Seven,
okay. Here.
Yeah, we have one pedestrian, three drivers, two passengers, and a motorcyclist. That's so far 10% of all the wrong 10% roughly of all the fatalities in the country. And from our side of it, we will keep trying to educate and make aware all people from using the roads, from pedestrians, cyclists, drivers and so on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we are heading into another bank holiday weekend now, and there's an awful lot of people who are making plans to head off and visit relatives and visit friends over the next few days. What is the message from you and from your colleagues there?
Well, we run our social media pages on a regular basis. I suppose, like St. Patrick's weekend, we had our social media pages where we joined with the Roads Policing Unit in Mayo to try and get the message out there that the guards will be out there enforcing the speed limits as well as drink and drug driving from individuals. And that if people are doing a long journey, that they pull in, stop, take a rest, have a coffee, whatever the case may be, to plan their trip and to make sure the car is fit for the journey. Check their tyres, their lights, and that they have window wash and the likes of that in their engine.
Mm-hmm. And stay safe. Gary, thanks so much. Gary Smith, Road Safety Officer there with Mayo County Council. And we heard from Richard Finn a little earlier. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.